Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. This is Dee Dee Wright. There have been some technical difficulties going on. I'm still trying to work them out, but I figured let me try to work with the little bit that I have to do so, considering the anticipation of this evening's episode. What I am going to end up doing more than likely is calling Miss PD, who will be the first guest on this evening's episode, as well as authentically speaking moments thereafter and dealing with them that way. There's some technical issues going on with Wi-Fi in the Bronx this evening, and that is the reason why I guess I haven't been able to log on to any real sites or do anything really necessary to get this episode going. So this evening's episode is entitled From Within. Yes, I am a little bit stressed out, but I am working it out, as I said, best I can. So just deal with me. We are still going to have a very dope episode. The guests, the women that will be on this evening's episode are also very dope women. And so I'm pretty sure along with our very loyal listeners and viewers, we will be able to pull this one off. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love. Please get the copy if you haven't already. It's available in hardcover, softcover, ebook format on PoeticSoulInc.com, AuthorsHouse.com, Barnes & Noble's, Google Books, Amazon, most places where books are sold. In addition to that, I am a veteran teacher representing the Bronx, New York. I've been teaching English language arts to students here for the past 12 years, and that's pretty much what I represent. I'm multitasking, trying to talk at the same time as getting contact with members and on my iPad, trying to deal with the switchboard. It's just a lot going on this evening. Bear with me for one moment. Yes, so now that I got the switchboard up and running, I see that the callers are on the line and waiting. I'm not sure if the chat will be up and running this evening, so if you're listening online, welcome. I am going to get to a few of the rules, just or protocols, should I say, just for the sake of those who may be listening. If you're listening this evening, welcome. Once again, you're tuned in to From Within. We will be speaking with guest Miss PD momentarily, as well as authentically speaking a little later on in the show. If you would like to speak and you're listening on the phone lines, please press 1. You will go into queue. I will get to you. If you're listening on the website online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, at this point in time, there is no chat box. So if you have any questions, comments, or anything you would like to share, please feel free to email the show at poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com. Hopefully I will receive those. This Wi-Fi break in the Bronx going on is affecting a lot of my internet connectivity. If I am not able to read your comment or question online this evening, I will forward it to either or both guests and post it on Instagram as well at Poetic Soul Talk Show. If you're not following us there, please do so. You may also follow us at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and tune into past episodes. I think what I'm going to do after the show is over is invite Ms. PD and Authentically Speaking to come on another episode as well. In addition to this one, just because of all evenings for this to occur, it would be at this point in time. But no less, we're here, and I did set the show up for 90 minutes, considering we lost a few minutes beforehand, hoping that we'll be able to share the gifts of these two phenomenal women joining us this evening without running out of time or seeming to have to rush through till the end. So once again, you're tuned in to From Within on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. I am going to get to introducing our guests just because I think having a conversation with Miss PD, who is the first up for the interview, will probably ease my tension. I feel like at this point in time I'm about to have a conniption, and that's so not what the Poetic Soul Talk Show is about. So I'm going to get straight to it. Miss PD has been a listener of the Poetic Soul Talk Show at certain points and times in the past. We have spoken on the air before. She also has her own business. She writes poetry. She also has her own talk show, which maybe she can help me out with this, these, you know, occasional technical difficulties that come up in any event. And she's also an avid supporter of beautiful things, artists, art, poetry. She will definitely be sharing with us this evening the many different things that she creates herself being an artist. I'm looking for her bio, but you know that may be a problem trying to pull up this evening. So I'm just going to get straight to the phone lines. I'm hoping I go to the right caller. I see Authentically Speaking. Hi, Authentically Speaking. I'm trying to go to Miss PD. This is so not my style, but, you know, we do what we have to do. She's not on the line. I'm going to try to call her. Hopefully this will work versus sending her a message. Hold on one moment. It is dialing. Hopefully it's really dialing and it's not just saying this at this point in time. And I'm also sending her a message.
Please leave your message for
Tammy.
Oh, no. So that didn't work out too well. I'm going to send her another message to please call in. In the meantime, I did want to shout out a couple of things pending her phone call coming in. As far as the Naked Truth, I wanted to give a shout out to the poetic homie Rick Herrera, whose show I did attend a couple of weeks ago at RH Comedy on Instagram, supporter of poetry, poets, artists as well. He has his own one-man show going on in Manhattan tomorrow evening, I believe, and so I wanted to give him a shout-out real quick, if you can, that she's saying that people can't find the link. Well, I'm on the air. I don't know why they can't find the link. This is so not how I do. I mean, I'm pretty sure you all can hear the frustration in my voice. I'm trying not to allow it to agitate my nerves any further. I'm very passionate about this and try to do things the right way. But not being able to get in contact with Miss PD and just the overall flow of the evening is really ruffling my feathers. So, yes, Rick's show is sold out. I also wanted to shout out Aguineta Mulima. I had the pleasure of editing her book, and it was released last week. It's called The Repercussions of Loving Too Deep. She's a young lady trying to come up writing. She's a college student. Definitely support her if you can. If you're on Instagram, you can follow her at Teenage Poet. She was a teenager when she initially opened up her Instagram account. She's a young lady at this point in time, and her book is just souk. So if you're able to support her, please do that. Again, the title of the book is The Repercussions of Loving Too Deep. I'm trying to also, here we go, Miss PD is on the line. Greetings, Miss PD. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm trying not to have a conniption over here. I said I can't wait to speak to you. I just want to talk to somebody other than someone at Cablevision because they have a lot of things going on tonight that almost caused me to completely cancel the show. But I said, you know, we're going to do the best we can with what we have. And I would like if you could be a guest on a future show just because we were off to such a bumpy start. I know you had a lot of people calling in and supporting you this evening. Hopefully they still will. And at a future date, you know, we can do this again. I'm pretty sure the problem won't happen again. Ms. PD, are you there? I think her call dropped. Once again, you all are tuned in from within, and what a perfect example. I'm going to go to the phone line again. Ms. PD?
Yes?
I don't know what happened. I saw that your call dropped.
It did. I just called back in.
Okay, great. So, you know, there's been some issues with Wi-Fi in the Bronx this evening, and certain areas are completely blacked out, so I couldn't log on. I couldn't do too much, and I managed to figure it out. And we're going to go on with the show as scheduled. You know, the devil is busy. We're just not going to let him defeat us. So how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Add that to it real quick. I'm okay. I'm getting better by the millisecond. I was not able to get on the internet to fully introduce you according to your phenomenal biography. And there are callers calling in, which I'm so grateful for, the support for both the Poetic Soul Talk Show and the guests this evening. So hopefully they'll keep coming through. But, yes, introduce yourself and you do so many different things. I couldn't summarize it all with my state of mind at this time. Please introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Tammy, and I am a business owner of Poetic Designs. It's a brand that covers pretty much everything. I have a gift and dessert company where I make unique creative gifts, one-of-a-kind gifts, actually. Anything under the sun. And I also have my own radio station here under Blog Talk, Poetic Designs Radio, for which I have five individual shows under the brand as well. So there's so much that I do. I'm an author, I'm a poet, just some of everything.
A little bit. Well, we have like an artistic goddess in the house this evening. So I saw the work that you've done, the keychains that you've done. For the record, you all are tuned in to From Within on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. We're talking to Miss PD. We got kind of a late start, but please feel free at any given time to join our conversation if you have any questions or comments. For Miss PD, if you're listening on the phone lines, please use one. At this point in time, there is no chat box. I'm not quite sure why, but if you'd like to send questions or comments, you can email the show at PoeticSoulTalkShow at gmail.com. So, Miss PD, you make keychains. You make these very cutesy, fuzzy pins that I've seen. you bake a bunch of sweet treats. You had the talk show, and I saw one of the episodes one Monday morning as I was getting out of my car. I wished I had been able to call in. I don't know where to begin. Let's start with the talk show first, because I said I was going to ask you, do you have these technical difficulties? And what's the motivation and inspiration behind the talk show?
Well, basically, we do occasionally have issues, as you know, less than more, but we do have them. A Poetic Designs radio station actually started, was in 2012. We actually started under another umbrella, which is Six Man Radio. A friend of mine, Corey Badty, started that station. And when he started his station, he offered me a show under his station. Now, I had never did radio before, but I accepted the challenge, and, you know, I took off with the show. I called it PD Radio because everything I do is under my brand, Poetic Designs. That's why it's called PD Radio.
Right.
But I started under the six-man umbrella. Like I said, he gave me a show in 2012 under his brand. And after 2 years with him, I broke off and started my own station, Poetic Designs Radio Station, right here on Blog Talk. And like I said, I have five shows under me. On Monday morning, we have Middle Finger Wave Monday, hosted by Mr. Shaw. Tuesday night,
that
we have
That was the episode I wanted to do.
Okay.
I wanted to call in so bad,
crazy.
I couldn't.
His show's crazy. Yeah. Then Tuesday nights, we have PD Radio, which is my show with my co-host, Black District. Wednesday, we have the Office Boys in Y. They have their show. And they also have a show on Thursday, too. So they take up 2 days of the week on their Poetic Designs Radio. Then on Friday, my co-host, Black District, has his own show called The Black Exchange. And on Sundays, we have Papa L's Old School Flavor Sundays, which airs every Sunday. So we have a complete lineup for the whole week under Poetic Designs Radio.
I see. And so what is the motivation behind it all? I mean, of course, art. And inspiration and motivation and encouragement, of course. But overall, because it takes a lot of time to, you know, develop a small business. I'm a new owner of a small business, but I also teach, so it's kind of difficult. And for those that strive to, you know, just be creative and pretty much remain creative, what advice would you have to them especially those that are scattered, and I know a few that mm-hmm. are, as well as myself at times, in terms of trying to organize it and stay motivated, because, you know, the moment you become discouraged is usually when you drop the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, Dee Dee, I feel like if it's truly a passion of yours, you're not going to give up, you know. And to be honest, I see a lot of people, you know, especially today, they're doing a lot of things, you know, got their hand in a lot of cookie jars. And the reason it doesn't work is because there's no true passion behind it. It's just the fact that I just want to do this. I want to get something out, you know. I want to be known. And that's the driving force behind it. But if you're truly passionate about what you do, you're not going to give up because it's in you. You feed off of it. Like for me, I feed off it. Like every day I have to create. It's like a need in me. So
right.
Do I get discouraged sometimes when it doesn't flourish the way I want? Yes, I do get discouraged. I'm human. But I don't give up because it's such a drive in me to want to do it. And anything that you do, if that passion is not behind it, you won't succeed. And that's something that I've learned, something that I see firsthand, and that's just the bottom line. If that need is in you, you're going to do it. You're going to find a way to make it happen. And like I said, you know, Poetic Designs, I've been doing this for years. It started with poetry gift baskets. I used to handwrite poetry and put it in beautiful frames, and it took off from there. And
right.
all my own original poetry, and took off of there. And then I started putting that framed poetry into gift baskets, which I call my poetry gift baskets. And it just kind of spear from there. And when I look back to where I am now, it's like, wow, you know, the growth is really, really there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It just has to be in you. It has to be a desire in you. And even though I started this when my boys are young, my boys are 24 and 25 now, and I started when they were like 3 years old. I started doing Poetic Design. So after 16 years on my job, I just left a year ago to pursue this full time. So that is that passion. Is it easy? No. But it's my passion, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm determined to make it happen.
That message, I believe, definitely needed to be heard this evening. For those of y'all that are tuned in, I'm kicking it with Miss PD right now on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. The title of the show is From Within, and I was inspired to create that title. I don't usually think about titles way in advance because I think they kind of get rusty before the show actually takes place. Even when writing, I'm like, let me write it, and then the title will come while I'm writing
right.
or once I'm done.
Exactly.
But considering mm-hmm. what I've seen from you on Instagram and, you know, through your posts, as well as Authentically Speaking, who we will be speaking to later on in the show, it's something within that's kind of like, illuminated throughout the post, and I don't know if it's a spiritual thing. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's not one in particular post, but I felt
mm-hmm.
like that title really fit the both of you women, and then for you to say what you said in terms of people staying focused and not giving up from within, it just
mm-hmm.
it fits
yeah.
so well. And so for those of you that are listening, y'all are tuned in from within, can you please share with the audience, you know, how they can see what you create, learn more about you as a woman, entrepreneur, artist, poet, small business owner, talk show host, because I noticed that you had a couple of Instagram pages. So, yes, just share with them your social network so that they can follow you and be supportive.
Sure. On Instagram, you can follow me at Poetic Designs One. That's my personal page. And I also have a business page for my gift and dessert business, Poetic Designs Gifts and Desserts. So you can follow that as well. I'm on Twitter at Poetic Designs. And on Facebook, you can follow my Facebook business page. It's facebook.com/poeticdesignsTTB.
PTB. Follow
PTB.
Her. And
yes.
PTB. Follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then from there, even you can get to the other networks, I'm sure. If you don't have a pen and paper handy, you should know how we do on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, just to be able to jot down information. So I am so super excited about hearing the poems that you're going to be sharing this evening. I'm not quite sure which one you would like to share first, or if you have an order.
Okay.
So if you don't mind just sharing the title with the audience, and then when you're ready to read, we're listening.
Okay. Also, I forgot to mention my website as well. My website is poeticdesigns.net. You can check out my work there too as well. So,
poeticdesigns.net. Okay.
Okay. So the poem that I'm going to read for you right now is called Purpose. Heightened senses to promises of tomorrow leave me inspired. Walk with me. I build on the foundation God has placed beneath my feet. Crucial. I tread lightly. I draw from the rise of the sun as new energy brings life. Soak up the vibrations of time which echoes me into the light. I know no boundaries. You cannot hinder of what I am meant. See, the shield placed around my spirit is of the Most High. From your negativity, I'm exempt. Focus on me and indulge in what I can offer and enlighten you to. The best of who you are is all that I want to see in you, as he does me. Chosen to be the positive change of inspiration and growth. Within you, the light flickers just waiting to shine in full glow. I am not your enemy, nor do I accept you as mine. Together, we are meant to balance the harmony of the unique creative souls entwined. So I say again, walk with me, see the vision, be open and renewed to a higher sense of purpose. The star in you will shine so bright once you realize the higher being you are serving. We shine like the sun, glow like the moon. Sparkle like the stars of the universe, endless. Walk with me. Open your mind. Breathe in. Take a step. Now live it. That's that piece.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And might I add, although we don't deal with aesthetics too much on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, you so do not look like the mother of grown men. Like you, I just had to throw that out there. My mouth dropped when you said that on the phone. Like, what? No, not at all. And so
yes,
that poem obviously speaks to wisdom. You can't write a poem like that without wisdom. I'm pretty sure many different things inspired that, but can you share with us at least one of the inspirations behind that poem?
Just life and living in your purpose and being who God created us to be. A lot of times, you know, we want to find our own path, but I do believe that God placed us all here for a specific reason. We may not always know it right away, but if you stay in tune with yourself and the universe, you will find out what your purpose is. Because we all have one, no matter how big or small, we all have a purpose. But we have to listen to ourselves, and we have to listen to God, and we just kind of have to open our spirits and be unselfish. And that's a word that I say a lot, because a lot of us are so selfish. You have to be unselfish, you know, to fully recognize what you're meant to be. And
I agree
with that.
That's
the inspiration behind that. Mm-hmm.
1,000%. You all want to join us, please feel free. We're not going to be selfish with this conversation. Y'all can all join us, ask questions, add feedback, comments, share your thoughts and views this evening as we're kicking it with Miss PD. Please press 1 if you're listening on the phone lines. You'll go right into queue. Thus far, I don't think there's any issues with the phone lines at all. And if you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, at this time there is no chat box, but also please feel free to send emails to @poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, and I will read them on the air or forward them to Miss PD and post them on Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram. And so I have this little thing I do where I ask random questions and, you know, kind of off filter, but yes, just to get, you know, to allow you to share your perceptions of certain things. And I find the answers to always be very deep, although very fast. And so I'm just going to go through a couple of them with you. Define loyalty.
Loyalty is unquestionable. If you have love for a person, a true love for a person, and you're really about their growth and their happiness, loyalty is unquestionable, period. You know, that's how I feel about it, period. It's unquestionable. You should never have to question loyalty. It's there or it isn't. But to be loyal to somebody, you have to be right within your spirit yourself. Because if you're right within your spirit, then you're going to be loyal to the person that you say you love and support, period.
Period. Define a world without cookies.
A world without cookies? There's no world without cookies. I bake cookies for a living. Come on.
I saw that. I wanted, that's what made me come up with the question. What if there were no cookies?
The world would just be boring without cookies, especially my cookies, especially Poetic Design's cookies. Yeah, I said it.
And so what type of cookies do you make? Let's share some of them, not the recipes, of course, but the titles. What are these cookies all about?
I make, the favorite is the chocolate chip walnut cookies. Everybody loves those. I get a lot of requests for those. And, of course, all from scratch. I make chocolate chip walnut, chocolate chip pecan. I make chocolate cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies.
Ooh, those are my favorite. Oatmeal raisin, yes. Yes.
I make peanut butter and jelly cookies. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Peanut butter and jelly cookies, yes.
I'm going to have to place an order. That's how I realized I was pregnant. I was eating about 20 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a day, but that's a conversation for another show. if you had to narrow it down, which this is going to be difficult, it always is for folks, but who is your favorite writer? Doesn't necessarily have to be of poetry. Normally I ask poets, but you're so diverse. Who's your favorite writer, like, hands down?
Honestly, I don't have one. I truly don't have one. Like, I read, you know, a bunch of different things, but I've never had that writer. I admire a lot of people, but I never had that one. If I can't say they're my favorite writer. That's just being honest. I honestly don't have
one. That's cheating, though. You know that, right?
It's not cheating. Because you know why? Because I draw from my, I mean, this might sound selfish. I don't know how it's going to come off to anyone, but I kind of draw from myself when I write. So I don't really kind of look up to anybody as far as writing or feel like mm-hmm. they're my favorite, you know. Of course, you know, everybody loves Maya Angelou because, you know, she has that poetry that truly speaks to you. But even with that, like, I would never say she's my favorite.
Okay.
I mean, I can only be real.
I don't even know how to respond to that. No one's ever said they don't have one before. I'm kind of caught off guard. So
oh, wow.
The last and final question is, what is your favorite color and why?
Oh, that is crazy because I fluctuate with colors. When I was younger, my favorite color was white. I just wanted everything white. When I got a little bit older, it went to orange and yellow. That was my favorite. And for the past 15 years or so, it's been purple. So right now it's purple.
Okay.
And that's the color of
and
my
why?
Brand, Poetic Design, purple. Royalty, come on. Purple, you know, it mm-hmm. signifies royalty, and I feel like that's what I am as a person. That's what God made me to be. I feel like that's what my business is, so it just suits perfectly.
It's also the color of creativity. It's I use it often in my classroom for that purpose. And
okay.
So, purple.
You just schooled
that's
me.
Very, yes, purple.
Okay.
You've published a book. Tell us a little bit about it, the title, the content.
Well, I did, actually, the book that I published, it was I co-authored it with three other ladies. And that came out in 2012. It was just three other ladies that I had met online, on social networking. You know, we all vibed and we all wanted to do this book, this poetic anthology called The Sisters Fight. And we came up with this book because we all dealt with cancer in our families, you know, whether personally or our family members, and bullying. So what we did is we came together as a group of ladies to put out a book and get 30% of the proceeds to cancer and bullying charities to raise awareness.
Wow.
I had lost my father. So, and that was hard for me because, you know, my father was my everything. Like, we talked, we saw each other every day, like, that tight. Like, so mm-hmm. when I lost him, that was very hard for me, and to see how cancer destroyed him, you know, in his 50s, you know, like, that was
right.
very, very hard. So, that book is called The Sisters Fight. It came out in 2012. It is no longer in circulation, and I'm sad to say because there's a great
Aww.
Work. It's a great work of art, but the reason why, Dee Dee, is because, and I hate to say it, but when the book came out, we all had a common cause for the book. But once it was mm-hmm. released, I was the only one promoting the book and pushing the book and trying to get the book out. I had three other co-authors, and they would push their own individual works, but they never push this collaborative that we put. Right. So I made a decision. I was like, I just can't be a part of this. So, I had to talk with the three of them, and I said, we need to stop this book. Because it's not going. I'm not going to be the only one pushing this book out here when you guys are online all day, pushing your individual works, but not this one. This one is for a cause. This one is to raise awareness. You really should be pushing this. But, long story short, but since they wouldn't do it, I decided to pull myself from the book and have the book pulled out of circulation.
Wow.
And it's sad. It's very sad.
That
yeah.
is sad. So
it's
have you
very sad.
Considered publishing your part in the book?
Well, I
have
am
you,
working
like, considered
on,
that?
Mm-hmm. I'm working on my individual poetry book right now, so I'm getting all my pieces together. I don't have a timeline yet when it's coming out, but it will be out this year. So, yes,
That's
I will
dope.
Be doing that. Yeah, and I was also featured in another book that came out in 2014. It's called Spoken Word for the Soul. Another lady that I had met online in Virginia, she had published a book, and she asked me if I would do a collaboration with her in the book. And I did that, and that was a beautiful thing to do because she's so spiritual, and she's so about, sending a message. So it was great to work with her on that book.
And the title of that book once more?
It's called Spoken Word for the Soul.
Spoken Word for the Soul. If you can,
yes.
tag me in it. On Instagram, and for those of you that are tuned in, you're tuned into From Within. At this point, we're kicking it with Miss PD. If you did miss any part of the show, please tune in to the podcast thereafter at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife to get the information and wisdom that you might have missed. And if you'd like to join us in this conversation to say anything, ask anything, please feel free to do so by pressing 1 on the phone line and you'll go into queue. I'll definitely get to you before the end of the episode, even right now, because at this point there are a lot of callers. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to the show this evening, despite the bumpy start. We're in it to win it, and Miss PD is blessing us with her gifts this evening, so definitely become part of the conversation if possible. And so,
can I just say, DD, I'm sorry to cut you off, can I just say something that I know from my own show with Blog Talk? A lot of times your callers will press 1, and they're trying to get into the queue, but you won't see it. So I tell all the callers now, press *1. I don't know why that works, but it does. So if you press *1, I've had a lot of people say, I'm in the queue, I'm trying to get in, but it's not showing up when they just press 1. So if you press *1, if you're listening, press *1, and then Dee Dee will know that you guys want to speak.
Well, thank you. I said that while waiting because I had called you when I first got on the air before 9:30, and it went to voicemail. But I said, I'm going to talk to her about this. Blog Talk Radio, I've actually been able to call and place extensive complaints both in writing and verbally and get, free months for the show, like as
too.
A courtesy.
Yeah.
So I was going to do that tonight before realizing it wasn't Blog Talk Radio's fault this evening. It was actually my cable in this area affecting the Wi-Fi and everything else going on. But so listen, you all, if you're listening and would like to join us or share with us this evening, press *1. Miss PD is also the host of PD Radio on Blog Talk, and so she has a few jewels. She just dropped one. Pick it up and use it, please, appropriately. So you're going to release a book of poetry. You have desserts.
Yes.
You have the talk show. You have a bunch of artistic things, all of which can be seen at poeticdesigns.net.
Yes.
Yes. Go to her website. I'm about to place an order for some keychains. I'm pretty sure when I go on there, I'm going to lose my mind. So I'm going to I'm gonna make sure I'm ready for it when I visit, but definitely that's in tune. And so this next poem that you're going to be sharing with us, please tell us a little bit about it before you even get into it, as far as the inspiration and motivation behind it.
Well, the next piece I'm going to read for you is called Reflection. And basically, again, it's just kind of looking into yourself and, just realizing that day to day we go through so many things. And sometimes we can be down on ourselves, but there comes that glimmer of light where you look up and you realize, you have a purpose here. And even though things don't fall and line up the way that they should, everything happens for a reason. And we have to reflect
yes, ma'am.
On those things. Yes, yes. We don't see it at the time, but when you look back, you realize, oh, this happened to bring me here to this point. When we're going through it,
that's
we don't
see
that.
That's one of my favorite words, too, reflection.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word. It's something people
mm-hmm.
really need to explore more often.
mm-hmm.
really do. So whenever you're
yeah.
ready to read it, we're definitely listening. All ears.
Okay, here we go. It's called Reflection. The reflection of the ocean casts upon the sky. The illusion of beauty shines in my eyes. I see clearly today what has always been before me, and I feel uplifted mentally. Seeing images through a window once covered by dirt. The rain has cleared the soil that has blocked my vision since birth. There was a time when all I know was all I know. In a rut, I was stuck and I couldn't grow. A change of pace, a new day, and still no go. But now looking back, I know that growth was slow to come. Today, as a woman, I find I'm a better one. We should never be afraid of our skeleton. That is what keeps us standing tall. We can't ignore what's inside us. Face it, for without a skeleton, we'd surely fall. That's that piece.
I'm flabbergasted. That was so short, sweet, and to the point. I don't even
That's
know.
That's my poetry.
And,
I believe that with poetry. I don't like run-on poetry. Like I don't like too long. I like get in, capture your reader's attention, you know, and let them get it and move on. Because I think when you drag it out too much, you kind of lose the reader. They kind of fade
mm-hmm.
out a little bit. So all my poetry
That's
is
possible.
Pretty much short and sweet. Yeah.
I like that. And so how long have you been writing?
27 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 27 years. Yeah.
Very
long,
long
time.
Long time. It's definitely
mm-hmm.
time for a book or two or four. Or
yeah,
five.
I mean,
and,
I've
you know,
had pieces published, but I've never put out a full book. But I have many of my pieces published in various places. So, yeah, it's time for the book. It's time for the. I'm getting harassed for it at this point, so it's coming.
Definitely keep us posted too. I would love to definitely support that and repost it. It's not enough poetry in the world, and so I know we have a lot of mutual associates in terms
yes.
of social media. And I've heard you call in for both Author Untamed and Valencia regarding being supportive of them, and Alicia Walter as well. And we've
yeah.
all had this conversation, even with other guests on the show and just poets in general when it comes to women. And this week
mm-hmm.
you posted with the hashtag Women Supporting Women, and I was just like goosebumps. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
everyone has their own story, and, you know, women in general are just such a special breed, is the way that I'll put it. Very diverse in addition
are
to that. But, you know, while at work today, just briefly, I was talking to, you know, we were talking about race and social status and stuff like that, because, you know, I teach in a quote-unquote urban setting. And
mm-hmm.
one of my coworkers, who was a male, said, "Do you know how much peace there would be if women could get along with women?" And I just stared at him like my mouth dropped. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know that you support women. Why is it that you think women in general or the majority don't support other women? Why is that?
To me, I mean, the only way I can sum it up, Didi, is like insecurity. You know, women aren't secure Ooh. Within themselves. You know, women walk around like, "I'm fly, I'm pretty, I do this and I do that," but they don't fully feel secure what it is that they're doing. And if you're not secure in yourself and what you're doing, no matter what you look like, no matter what you got going on, that's what it's going to be. And that's something I have learned, because and women, you know, not supporting each other, that's a very sour spot for me, because I don't come from that, so I can't comprehend it, so I don't understand. If I see a
right.
woman and she's gorgeous and she looks, I'll tell her, "Excuse me, I love your dress, you're beautiful," whatever.
Right.
I'll just look at her and be like, yeah, it's stare
mm-hmm.
up and down. You know, that's not me. If I see something that I like, or if I see a woman that's doing a business and she's really doing it, I support her. I
right.
like her work. I reshare her work. I mean, because it doesn't take away from me, and that's what people don't understand. Supporting other people, supporting other women, does not take away from you. I'm secure in who I am. I truly am.
Have
that's why it means nothing to me to support another woman. It doesn't.
Have you faced that adversity? I mean, of course you have. I mean, you know, but how have you handled that type of adversity? And I'm not tooting my own horn in any way, shape, or form. I've encountered it a lot, even prior to me gaining the self-confidence that I had, and it made me feel much worse at a younger age when, of course, I didn't quite understand the phenomena. How do you deal with that type of adversity, more specifically from women, because women get adversity from so many different directions? I'm only asking you about adversity from other women. How do you handle that within yourself?
I really don't. I mean, I look at it for what it is, and, you know, I keep it moving. You know, I have my moment where I vent about it, and then I move on. I mean, you can't control how other people move, and that's something else that I know. You can't control how they move. All you can do is, you know, put out the positive energy, and if they don't accept it, fine. Like with me, I start out, I will support. And I'm not talking about anybody who's doing a regular hustle just trying to get by. I'm talking about people who have legit businesses. When I see a woman, a sister with a legit business and, you know, doing her thing, I don't have to know her. If I see it, I'm going to hit like. I'm going to tell you I respect what you're doing, and I'm going to share your work. I will give you that. But I've noticed I've done it for so many women who have yet to acknowledge anything that I do. The same women that I have supported, they will scroll by my post and act like they don't see it, they don't acknowledge it or anything.
Ain't that something?
So that's what it is, Dee Dee. So what I do at that point is I start out. I give you the love. I will start and I will give you the love. But after a while, I sit back and watch. I'm like, you don't have to toot my horn and you don't have to like everything I do. But the bottom line is if you have respect for me like I have respect for you, it shouldn't be a problem for you to support me as well. Especially when I'm doing something legit. It shouldn't even be a question. So at that point, Dee Dee, all I do is I just move on. I just stop the support. I wish them well, don't get me wrong, but as far as me trying to promote you and push you, I just stop. I can't. Because I'm not going to keep promoting someone else, and then they overlook everything that I do. I'm not going to do it. I'm a supporter, but I'm not stupid.
I try to influence the younger generation, because they're more malleable. But I tell my sixth grade students that all the time, and they're very catty to be 11 and 12 years old. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, no, that's not the way you want to go. You want to do this, and you want to do that. And, you know, hopefully planting seeds, because they're so young, they don't really understand to the full extent of what I'm saying. But I definitely wanted to address that with you, because I have spoken to you before as you've been supportive of your female counterparts. And so, you know, thank God on this talk show and thus far on social media, I haven't encountered too many haters that I know of, and or have not, you know, really put themselves before me where I had a situation. But I kind of wanted to know, based on your wisdom, how do you deal with it in the event that I am faced with it? I don't know how I would really react. I'm not that type of person either. But I definitely...
Just don't give them too much energy, Dee Dee. Don't give them too much energy. You know, as a woman, you're going to vent about it. You're going to look at it and be like, wow, are these people for real? You know, you're human.
Right.
I'm human. We're going to do that. But at the end of the day, you can't give them too much energy. You cannot. You cannot, because all it's going to do is block your blessings and what you're trying to do. So you just don't give
energy. No, and I won't. And we don't want no blessing blockers. We want more blessings flowing through.
Yeah.
We definitely
and
do.
You know,
I'm not to cut you off, but you have to come back to the show. I mean, we need to do this again. Yeah, I would really appreciate that. But you were going to say something I didn't know before I spoke. What were you going to say?
Oh, that's quite all right. I just wanted to say, last year I put out my first spoken word EP. It's spoken word. It's poetry over music, and the music, the whole project was produced by my partner, The Black District, and that's available for listening on SoundCloud. And all the pieces that I put out, it's only 7 tracks on the EP. The total EP is only 18 minutes long. So I put that out. I have over 700 listens from, like I said, this is my first project, and to be a nobody, basically, to have over 700 listeners is like, big to me.
Yes,
I put that out, and the seven tracks that I put out is all about inspiration and you know, inspiring other people and being who you're meant to be. That's the type of poetry that I write. And
that
I also
EP
have a track on there.
Is that for sale?
No, it's not for sale. My next one will be for sale. My next one will
this
definitely
one is
be
free,
for sale.
So it's SoundCloud.com.
Yes. Poetic Design. SoundCloud.com, Poetic Design.
I'm going to tune in.
Yes.
Those of y'all that are
and
listening, definitely
one,
tune in.
I have one track on there. It's called Ladies, and it's just kind of speaking to the ladies. Just, you know, talking about love and how we should be moving in our relationships with our men, because a lot of times we, you know, we're angry and we want to, like, lash out at the men, but it's like, you know, you have to conduct yourself with love and as a lady to keep that man interested and wanting to be with you.
Right.
And I think a lot of
women
miss out
on
that.
We're going to have to talk about that. That would be the next episode. I'm going to save that one just for you. No, really.
Okay.
And I have a poem like that, too, and it's called Pardon Me, Sister. And I'm talking to a female whose, you know, boyfriend was interested in me, and the woman is mad at me. You know, like, you can't. That's the message in the poem, like, sister, you know, not me. I'm not the one for you to be angry with. And that's something, you know, that's the spinoff and the remix of the female versus female issues. But I agree with you 1,000%. It all boils down to insecurities and people's distaste with themselves. And it's just manifested in a way outwardly where it seems like we're, you know, they have issues with us. And really it's a proof that they have issues with themselves. I agree with that. And I've arrived at that point, you know, just a few years ago. It took me a while to kind of understand, what is the problem? You know, I'm sharing an issue.
Can't
we all just get along? But, definitely. SoundCloud.com/poeticdesigns. Definitely check out on there, poeticdesigns.net. On Instagram at Poetic Designs. On Facebook at Poetic Designs. On Twitter at Poetic Design. I mean, like, the consistency is beautiful. I know sometimes you got to add the number 5 and the letter AB at the end just to, but the fact that you're consistent across the board makes it so much easier for folks to locate you.
The only one that's not is my IG. It's Poetic Designs 1. But it's only Poetic Designs 1 because my original page, Poetic Designs, I got locked out of and I couldn't figure out how to get back in it. So that's still mine. But I had to create another account, which is why it's Poetic Designs 1 on IG. But, Didi, can I just say real quick, respect to you. I've been watching you more so lately online and seeing what you're doing. And I also notice how you support some of the common women, you know, that we know. And I'm seeing you, I've been reading your poetry, and, you know, big respect to you. I love to see women doing their thing and to be supportive of other women. And I just have to give you your props because you're doing it. And people, women like you give me hope. Like the women that I've met online who have been so unselfish, it gives me hope. So I know not all women are that way. The majority, yes. But God finds a way for me to connect with the genuine people, and you're one of those. So I just want to give a big salute to you on doing what you do.
Thank you so much. And this is just the beginning, because you said after working for 16 years, you know, you walked away last year in order to focus on your own small business. And I have to figure out how you did that, other than time and patience, because, you know, the time necessary to grow and develop a business is absolutely necessary. But I'm like, I don't even want to teach the students anymore. I mean, I love them, but this is truly my passion. And I needed to hear the message that you conveyed this evening as far as staying focused and not giving up. Sometimes it's very easy to say, and then, you know, on another note, not to be, you know, so jippity-jumpity all over the place, but writing and art and poetry and all of these necessary tools for inspiration and creativity are not lucrative. And it's unfortunate because you can't necessarily survive off of it, but, you know, the sacrifices that artists make for the greater majority and the greater good is also something that needs to be considered at all times. You can't really call yourself an artist and then be cheap and stingy and, you know, want to charge $50 for your book when you're just coming out. Like, these are the things that I've learned in the last 3 years since publishing Poetry to Life as well. And so I applaud you, and I'm glad that we can verbally applaud one another on the air for those who are listening and tuned in to From Within this evening with Miss PD. This is what we need more of, and I'm definitely going to continue to promote, support, and purchase some of your items, and maybe those oatmeal raisin cookies would be a nice addition. I'm gonna go to your website probably over the weekend and lose my mind. But is there anything that you would like to share with the audience this evening that you haven't said or that maybe I didn't ask you about in terms of something on your mind or in your heart that you would like to say?
I would just like, again, just to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. I truly appreciate you for that. And thank you to everyone who tunes in and supports me and everything that I do. I've been blessed. So, you know, I have a strong support system with me, so I'm blessed to be able to do what I do, and I'm thankful, and I will never, ever tire of saying thank you. And for all you out there who are promoting yourselves through business, whatever it is that you're doing, when you have people who genuinely support you, you always show your appreciation. You can never be too busy to show your appreciation, because you have to remember, nobody has to support you. I don't care how great your product is, nobody has to support you. So when they do, you can never be too tired to say thank you and show them that love, because just as much as they build you up, they can shoot you down. And that's something
Two
I will
seconds.
Never be tired. I'm always grateful for that.
Two seconds, they will shoot you down in 2 seconds. You better
in
say thank
seconds.
You and mean it, too. Don't
and
just
mean
say
it.
It, mean it. That's right.
Mean it.
Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing with us. And like I said, we'll be in touch very soon. Please, once again, support Miss PD. The phone lines is lit up, too. I don't know about the chat box and the online activity, but there are definitely a lot of people listening this evening. Hopefully you
Great.
Will tune into the podcast if you missed any part of Miss PD's interview so that you can hear what she shared prior to. Don't leave us, Miss PD. Please stay with us for the rest of the episode. So,
I sure will.
Hold,
thank you.
Hold on one moment. You're welcome. Thank you. I usually take a break and tell everyone to update their social networks and text people. Hopefully you all have been able to do that. I do see there's quite a few reposts and posts on Instagram, so I'm thinking the word is out regarding this evening's episode, and everybody will be able to tune in to the second part. We're going to be talking to Authentically Speaking, representing California this evening. Once again, internet on my end is a bit limited, and so I do normally ask guests to please email me their bio so that I can read it prior to bringing them on the line. And unfortunately this evening, that's not an option, but we've been rocking. The first part of the episode was amazing. So if you're tuning in late or didn't catch it all, once again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and listen to the podcast shortly after the show so that way you'll be able to hear what you may have missed. Authentically speaking, if you're on the line, and because I can't access my emails at this point in time, please press 1 or *1 on the line so that I'll know which number is yours and we can get to your interview. If you all are not following the show as yet, please do so once again by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, so that you can tune in to this evening's episode as well as past episodes. We're going to be on the air for a year next month, and it's just been an amazing journey. Definitely tune in to past episodes if possible. Authentically speaking, if you're there, which I'm sure you are, please press 1 or *1, rather, on the phone line so that I can go to your call. I don't know which number is yours, and I don't want to go to the wrong caller. Okay, so I'm going to do any, meeny, miny, mo. We're just rocking out this evening. What else can we do? Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Is this Authentically Speaking? Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Okay, so there's like these little swirly circles going on, and it's not allowing me to connect the calls. I'm not quite sure why that is. What an evening. We're rocking and rolling on a Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening, Ride or Die, okay? I'm going to try to call, authentically speaking, directly from the phone line. I'm hoping that others didn't try to get through and had some type of difficulties while pressing one. Ms. PD has agreed to join us once again at some point in time, and so hopefully this won't be the case the next time around. I'm not even going to say it will be. It absolutely will not be. I'm calling authentically speaking. I just found her number in one of my handy-dandy notebooks. It always pays to keep those. And I'm calling you authentically speaking. If you are listening on the air, please click over. It may seem like a foreign number. Y'all are tuned in to From Within this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We're getting ready to kick it with authentically speaking. It says dialing. Hopefully it really is, and it's not just saying that. There's a lot of quirky things going on the air tonight. Shout out to Life is Choreo, too. He's tuned in. He just texted me to say he tried to call a few times and got some bootleg message from Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm thinking that this may actually be an issue with the website as well. We do the best that we can. Please hold on one moment. I'm going to play a little Duke Ellington and John Coltrane and Miles Davis. If the studio will allow me to, with all of these lines circling, so that I could try to figure out how best to get in contact with authentically speaking, because nothing seems to be working properly at this point in time. I'm calling authentically speaking on the line, hoping she answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, authentically speaking. How are you? This is Dee Dee Wright from the Poetic Soul Talk Show.
Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad that I finally got through. I was in, I even pressed star one to be in the queue, and it wasn't going through, unfortunately.
Not even with the star one?
No, not even with the star one.
This is terrible, but you know you have to come back, right?
Yes.
You have to come back. Yeah, we're going to plan this for sometime very soon. I'm calling you on three-way on my phone, not the Blog Talk Radio phone, because Blog Talk Radio is really acting up. It won't even allow me to play the music in the studio to go to a brief intermission to kind of further investigate exactly what the problem is. But anyway, we're rocking and rolling tonight. It was a late start because of these technical difficulties, and I just refused to cancel and give up. I know that I was looking forward to the episodes as well as you and Ms. PD, so I wanted to at least get you on the line. Welcome to the show. Could you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself, because I'm not able to access my emails at this time to read your beautiful bio that you sent me. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am a poet with aspirations for writing a book for teen girls in the near future, as well as another book with a compilation of short stories from my Erotica Zone series. A few of the short stories for my Erotica Zone series can be found on my Instagram page. And although I have not been writing poetry for a long time, like some of my fellow peers, I do have plans to become a well-known staple in the poetry community, and also in the near future go on tour throughout America and other countries just to showcase my work. And last but not least, I know that to some people I may be a beginner or amateur, and that's fine. I can take that because I do believe that I have a lot of growth to do. So all I can say is that the only direction to go is forward, and I have a lot to accomplish in the world of poetry.
Amen. And you just claimed it all out loud, and I fully support your growth and development. I'm pretty sure you are going to be successful. I just love the way you just spoke it out there. Like, this is it, this is the plan, and that's that. That's dope. And you represent California. Shout your city out real quick.
Yes. West Side, California, all day.
Yeah. all the way on the other side of the country. Definitely an avid listener, supporter, and a member of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family. For those of you that haven't heard Authentically Speaking, you definitely have to tune into past open mic episodes as well as regular episodes in which she shared her poetic thoughts. And so before going any further in terms of your poetry, please let everyone know where they can follow you, read more of your poetry, your social networks, or ways that, you know, that they can contact you.
Sure. I just have one. It's my Instagram page for now. I am in the works of creating a Facebook page. I have not been on Facebook in a couple of years, but I have realized that there are a lot of poetry groups on Facebook that are not on Instagram. But
right.
Everyone can find me on Instagram at authentically_speaking12. No special spelling or anything like that. It's just authentically_speaking12.
Definitely follow her. And I've also reposted some of her poems as well on at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram so that you can read what this sister has to share. We can't get into it all this evening, unfortunately. We will probably be on the phone until the sun rises here in New York City, but she definitely has a plethora of poetry on her page, so go to Instagram and follow her. And so without further ado, just in case, God forbid, something else should go wrong, I hope nothing goes wrong with me saying that, words do have a lot of power. Please share with us the first poem title and poem that you'll be to us this evening.
Okay. The first poem that I am sharing with you all is called Stuck in the in This Universe.
Step in this universe. Dope. Ready whenever you are.
Okay. I woke up today and started floating towards the sky. I saw some people I know on my way, and I just waved goodbye. I had no idea where I was going, but for some reason, I was content. I relaxed on a cloud and enjoyed a plane's view of the world. The ride was so tranquil that I fell asleep. I had a dream that I was a fish in the Red Sea. That's when Moses came to me. He told me that I am royalty and that my confusion was okay, that someday it'll all come to me and I won't feel like I'm straying away. Moses was a beautiful, man with rich black skin, and just like that, he was gone, drifting away with the wind. I woke up next to a star. It was so bright and warm. I reached out to touch it, and that's how I knew I was home. I just kept drifting and drifting and drifting and drifting away, passing up different solars. I even saw unicorns flying. They were all different colors. I called the blackest one over, and she instantly bowed to me. I hopped on her back and held on to her neck. She swooped up and away, the universe's wind in my face. I laughed and I cried from the beauty I was seeing and the excitement I felt. She dropped me off on Saturn and kissed me goodbye with a twinkle in her eye. I walked the plains of Saturn and went for a hike, so energized and my aura shined white. I saw a black hole and, I wondered what would happen. I ran over and put my arm inside. The magnetic force was so strong and it brought me to a dive. The spell was never ending and I passed Earth's lookalikes. I wondered how long they'd been there or if they even had life. I got to the pit of the hole and realized a blue atmosphere. It was time for me to go home. I wish I could stay here, but I guess it wouldn't be fair to leave my loved ones in such an evil place. I wish we could all live here in this universe. As I descended back down, I thought of the first person I would call. Then I thought again, who would believe that this wasn't just a dream? I guess it's worth a try. Either they'll believe me or think it's a lie. I walked into my room and saw a wing on my bed. This is my proof right here. It was as black as lead. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. Very, very, lot of features of a story, even though
yes.
It was poetic, very story-like, easy to follow. Thank you for sharing that piece. What inspires you to write that?
You know what? At the time that I was writing this piece, I was participating in a lot of poetry challenges on Instagram. And
those darn challenges.
Yes, very challenging. And it's funny because I wasn't even – this particular piece wasn't necessarily for an actual challenge. I was going to bed one night and something about the universe just came to me. And whenever something comes to me for poetry, I write it down because I don't want to forget it. I know we've all been through that where, you know, we think of something and then we forget it, and it's just like, dang, that could have been a great piece. So I ended up not going to sleep, and I stayed up, and I just wrote this piece.
That's dope. And you're right. If you have that mind or thought or feeling or words in your mind, you have to get them down. I tell everybody all the time, I have brown paper bags with poems with pencils on. That was all I had to write with. You got to work with what you have at the moment. That was a phenomenal piece. And so I'm going to do this with you briefly, the asking questions, writing, telling us definitions of different things. What is your definition of equality?
My definition of equality is
stumped you a little bit.
It's when no one has an opportunity above you for whatever reason, whether it be because they're better or they look better or they possess a certain type of skill. Equality is when everyone can be presented with the same opportunity and is given the same amount of time to do whatever they can with that opportunity.
Yes, you did that well. You put that together well. You're welcome. Congrats. Because I didn't know how I would have answered that question. I like to throw things out there. I like to see other people's reaction to things. I don't know what I would have said, pass or maybe later or something like that. That was hot. Unfortunately, though, we only have 4 minutes left. And I did want to quickly say that there were callers both DMing me and texting me trying to get through to speak to Mr. PD as well as you, and were receiving these messages from Blog Talk Radio. So to the audience, please know, I did not see that you wanted to speak, and even you authentically speaking proved that you were trying to get through to speak to Miss PD and you weren't able to. You all have to stay tuned to at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram and Poetic Soul Inc. on Facebook to know when the next episode will be, where these phenomenal women will be joining us again. This is not the first and only episode. We definitely have to do this again. But authentically speaking, I wanted you to share with the audience anything that you might have been thinking or feeling. I feel so bad due to the technical issues, although they were out of my control, because this was an anticipated episode, like all are, and I'm highly annoyed with, you know, the technicalities. But I want you to take this moment and your glory and share whatever may be on your mind or in your heart or soul this evening.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I definitely want to say thank you to everyone for their patience, despite the delay in the show. And I know it was out of your control, Dee Dee, but I commend you for doing the best that you can and not giving up. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. And I just want to tell anyone who is listening who may be new to writing or new to poetry, or they want to write but they feel like they don't have it in them, just do it. Everybody's style is different, so do not compare yourself to anyone else.
Never.
Everyone is growing in some type of way, even the veteran writers that you see on Instagram or whatever, any other website, everyone is growing in some type of way. So if you want to write, write, and don't look for anyone's approval but your own.
That's right. That's the message right there. That's the reason why the show couldn't be canceled, between Miss PD saying don't give up and you saying, you know, don't compare yourself. Those are two major demons in my giving up and comparing yourself. That's so hot. We are going to be ending the episode at this point in time. Again, please follow Authentically Speaking on Instagram, Authentically_speaking12, the numbers 12 at the end, to see more of her poetry. She's a dope writer on the come up, aspiring author, very approachable and your spirit as well, as far as having the courage to come forth and even seeing you grow over the past 7 to 8 months that I've been following you on Instagram and able to read your work. I am pretty sure you are going to go far. And thank you for agreeing to this interview and the next one, even though we don't have a date, and for being willing to share your voice. It definitely takes courage. And I admire that in you also, authentically speaking.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Didi, and thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. For those of you that are tuned in next week, we'll be talking to Adela and Chemist, also known as New State of Mind, same time, same place. No technical difficulties, hopefully. Definitely follow the guest on the show this evening and tune into the Poetic Soul Talk Show next week, Thursday. Thank you all for tuning in, and have a good night.